are walking along, and they are interrupted by
a voice. Tuscan, walking through our flaming city alive and speaking with such elegance, be kind enough to stop here for a while. That's exactly what this soul does. He interrupts the conversation between Virgil and Dante the Pilgrim.
And as I was, he was very startled. Dante kind of turns to Virgil and kind of clings to him and says, "What's going on here?" And Virgil says to him, "Observe, it's Farinata. Watch what you say to him." As if to say, this is a tricky guy. You've got to be on your guard. Advice that Dante, to put it mildly, does not follow very well. And it turns out that the person who is calling him is a very important Ghibelline leader of the previous generation named Farinata.
Remember when in the first lecture I talked some about the politics of Florence, I pointed out that in the year 1260, the Florentine Ghibellines, always a minority party, withdrew from Florence, allied with the Ghibelline city of Siena. And Siena plus Florentine Ghibellines defeated Florence, a Guelph city, at the Battle of Montaperti. The leader of the Florentine Ghibellines in that battle was, in fact, Farinata degli Uberti, the full name of this particular fellow. And although he ruled Florence for 6 years, or his party ruled Florence for 6 years, again, the Guelph Ghibelline struggle in Florence was something that Dante more or less learned about from his parents, from older people, because Farinata died the year before Dante was born, and the Ghibellines were kicked out of Florence for the last time the year after Dante was born. Nevertheless, to show you how simply in Florence this family, the Uberti family, of which Farinata was the head, were taken seriously. In 1280, there was sort of a peace treaty in Florence. Okay, let's let everybody come back. Let's let all the parties sort of live happily together. It didn't work very well. But the point is, there was only one exception. There's an asterisk on that sort of everybody come back. General amnesty, asterisk, not the Uberti family. They were great nobles. They were known for their pride. They were known for their partisanship. And even 16 years after Farinata was dead, his family was seen as a threat to the city of Florence, to the Guelph city of Florence, in the way that no other family was seen as a threat.
Now, when Farinata stops Dante, he stops him to sort of, it seems, have a little chat, but it's a chat with an agenda. Farinata says to him, "Your mode of speech identifies you clearly as one whose birthplace is that noble city with which in my time, perhaps, I was too harsh." Yeah, you could say that. You betrayed it to the other side. That certainly explains why people think of you the way they do. That certainly explains why you've got the asterisk after your name. But notice also the means of identification. "I can recognize you," he basically says, "by your accent. Tuscans, you all speak different kind of Italian, okay? And you must be one of us, or one of me, so let's stop here and talk for a while." Well, you would think that that would be a kind of common bond. You would think that would be a way for them to talk about what it is, in fact, that they have as members of the same political community. But in fact, what Farinata does is something else. When he gets Dante there, a captive audience, if you will, he's not going to let him go until he's sort of done his thing. It turns out that what he wants to do is basically get into the business of saying, "Guess what? My party, my family, and while we're at it, myself, better than you and your party and your family." And it really gets very sophisticated. It's sort of at the "my old man can beat your old man up any day of the week" level. The two of them practically come to blows. Even though the language is a little bit elegant, it's clear that, you know, rationality has left, and the two of them are just sort of going at each other. "No, my father's better." And it goes on like that for a bit.
You know, I think many of you can appreciate, you know, you've been somewhere thousands of miles from home, and you see somebody with a sweatshirt that has the name of your alma mater or your hometown
Geneseo
on it.
Geneseo here.
Yeah, exactly so. And what, you know, you don't start out saying, "By the way, are you Republican or Democrat? Are you for or against some son of a bitch in the city council? Are you in this sorority or that fraternity?" And whatever. We don't usually start that way. We think about talking about what unites us, at least at first. But from the very beginning, Farinata's first question is, Who are you? Who are your family? Who are your ancestors? Because he knows, A, that he will be able to make social distinctions. In fact, the Alighieri family, that's Dante's family name, was much socially inferior to the Uberti family. And B, he would know by family name, because family sort of stuck together, that Dante's family was a Guelph family while his was a Ghibelline. So the very first question leads to division rather than unity, and they really do get in this kind of shouting match.
And in fact, the very first thing that Farinata says